Time now for your letters. I made a few comments last week about the Nobel Peace Prize awarded to President Obama and got lots and lots of comments in return. Many seemed to be displeased when I suggested that when the president said, "I do not feel that I deserve to be in the company of so many of the transformative figures who've been honored by this prize," he deserves to be taken at his word. Jim Tucker of Sacramento, California writes, "The president fits into the category of past presidents and other recipients who've not personally suffered but who have significantly affected the course of history. The award of the Nobel Prize was a statement by much of the world of thanks to a man and a country that has regained its sanity. That is a major accomplishment and certainly worthy of recognition, praise, and encouragement." John Henley of Colorado Springs, Colorado says, "Europeans have tended in the past to view us as a society of crime, guns, oppression of minorities, corporate greed, high taxation of lower income brackets, and jingoistic foreign policy. Electing a man like Obama as president is, to Europeans, a huge sea change, not too much unlike ending apartheid. Hence the Nobel Award to Obama. You need to step back and look at this from a different perspective, such as from the other side of the Atlantic." Last week, NPR's John Burnett reported on the Mexican ballads known as narcocorridos, which tell stories of drug lords, arrests, and violence. Graham Smith, who hears our show on member station WABE in Atlanta, wrote, "This music sounds like the gangster rap or hardcore rap that glamorizes urban violence and selling drugs. The more the Mexican government tries to censor the music, the more popular and violent the music gets. It's a lose-lose for Mexico. At least someone besides the cartels is making some money off the murders of others for a change." Richard Cottis, who listens on Chicago Public Radio, says, "One could argue that many of the narcocorridos are nothing more than folk songs, like the American Western folk songs, which celebrated the careers of John Wesley Hardin, Billy the Kid, and Jesse James."
Por eso y en la metralla ya no es tanta la violencia.
We welcome your responses. There are several ways you can share them. Go to NPR.org and click on the Contact the Show link, or post your thoughts in the comments section with each story. You can also reach us on Twitter. My username there is NPR Scott Simon, all one word. You can write to the entire staff at NPR Weekend, all one word. And now you can find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com/NPR Weekend, all one word. Find a discussion board to pitch story ideas, links to leave comments, along with videos and photos, that and more, Facebook.com/NPR Weekend. This is NPR News.